Driver, passenger killed in apparent Texas smuggling crash in Uvalde. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on September 29, 2022. Two people are reported dead and 10 others injured in a crash in Uvalde, Texas, on Wednesday evening. The crash happened after Border Patrol agents reportedly spotted a speeding black truck driving recklessly outside the city and notified local police. Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez told reporters that Border Patrol agents observed a speeding truck and began pursuing it, Xet San Antonio reported. It appears that statement by the chief may have been premature, according to Border Patrol union officials. While Border Patrol and U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials have not released any official statement, National Border Patrol Council Local 2366 officials tweeted details affirming no agents were involved in the pursuit. The truck ran over a spike strip deployed by Uvalde PD but then continued speeding into town, with no one in pursuit. It passed a BP agent who was on a side street, but BC of the speed, the truck wasn't seen again until after it crashed 1.5 miles away. 2/X. Border Patrol Union, Del Rio. At NBPC 2366 Del Rio, September 29, 2022. Uvalde police officers apparently deployed spikes as the truck entered the city, Border Patrol union officials stated. The black pickup truck eventually crashed into a tractor trailer and another vehicle about a mile and a shelf after engaging the spikes before entering the city limits. The crash left two people dead and 10 others injured. EMS crews transported the injured to hospitals in Uvalde and San Antonio, the report states. Texas DPS spokesman Lieutenant Christopher Olivares told Breitbart Texas the dead included the driver and a front seat passenger. Another front seat passenger remains in critical condition. The other passengers are reported to be in stable condition. While Border Patrol agents observed the speeding vehicle, they notified Uvalde police about the vehicle speeding into their city, Olivares added. Uvalde PD later deployed spikes to stop the fleeing vehicle. The vehicle crashed after engaging the tire deflation device. Officials said all of the injured and dead were in the black pickup truck initially reported by Border Patrol. Police officials said they believe migrants were in the truck. Border Patrol union officials added that it is not known why the driver of the truck was speeding long before being spotted by any law enforcement agencies. It also appears that no other agencies were involved in a pursuit of this truck at any point and that the only action taken was the spiking of the truck outside of town, union officials said in the tweet. The Texas Department of Public Safety is leading the investigation into the crash and subsequent deaths. The identities, nationalities, and immigration status of the dead and injured have not yet been released. Breitbart Texas reached out to Del Rio Sector Border Patrol officials for additional information regarding the in crash. Officials referred us to state investigators. Breitbart then reached out to Texas Department of Public Safety officials for comment. Uvalde is the scene of the Robb Elementary School shooting in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The city is still recovering from the aftermath of that tragic event. The fatal crash on Wednesday evening took place near a memorial set up in memory of those who died in the shooting. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Editor's note, this article has been updated with additional information from the Texas Department of Public Safety and the National Border Patrol Council Local 2366.